Thank you, Jesus, for your incredible patience with us. Help us to see how the very littlest things that are outside of your will for us are baited traps waiting to break our wings. Amen. Lord, I wanted to ask you when the gold would come into play. He answered, "For now it is good that you have it set aside. I have my reasons, and they will unfold in due time. In the meantime, be anxious for nothing. Know that what you have set aside was done out of obedience, and it will bear good fruit, as long as your heart is not set on material gain, but set on the exploited children of the world, whom I weep over daily. Yes, I did intend that to benefit them. Be at peace. You did the right thing. Let it sit for now." Thank you, Lord, for clarifying that. Well, dear heart dwellers, I'm coming to realize that my life is a minefield. Not of bombs, but of distractions that are waiting snares set to break my wings. Today, next to my video, was an excellent source for updates on the deep state without having to listen to a bunch of filler. I gave in to temptation and listened to about 5 minutes and realized, you know, I really don't want to hear this garbage. But her other headlines caught my interest, so I clicked on one more. And that one, too, was full of dark stuff I just don't want to hear, even though it's true. However, from time to time, if I got the Lord's permission, this is where I would go to listen. Please don't ask me where that is. You'll get me into deep trouble. Something deep in my heart said, "He doesn't want that." So yesterday's momentary struggle was over a family tree project we began. Turns out I have Middle Eastern DNA, which was quite a surprise, but confirmed a word from the Lord to me. But I'm never satisfied with the superficial things. I always want to go deeper and deeper. But I felt the Lord putting the brakes on, and as usual, my self-will was feeling squeezed into obedience. I struggled with this distraction and finally gave it up. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to do it. So today was the political news on what our president is accomplishing, and I struggled with wanting to know more about it. I had it bookmarked, and my husband suggested I delete the bookmark. Oh, I sure didn't want to do that, so I struggled. After communion, the Lord came to me and said, "Are you ready to obey?" That did it. I deleted the bookmark. Ouch. Dear heart dwellers, curiosities are deliberate baited traps set to clip your wings and keep you from fulfilling your destiny by eating away at time and energy that should have been spent on your mission. I am the very worst example of that. And I'm warning you, please, if you love the Lord and value your mission, don't fall for these things. Avoid them like the plague. They are the fowler's snare. Jesus began, "You cannot compromise, Claire. Not now, not later. You cannot afford to compromise. No, I'm not going to threaten you. But it is serious, and you need to be aware that you cannot afford to compromise. I love you, dear one. I am only doing what is best for you. If it were good for you to listen to those things, do you think I would deprive you? No. That's right, I would not. You will be much happier, I can guarantee that. Besides, I have music for you to write. And there are those who are still waiting for you to put out new music. I am gentle and kind at heart, and if it were healthy for you, I would not censor you. If it would bring you a measure of comfort, and good, I would never censure you. But I tell you the truth, it is pure distraction and a portal for the enemy to pour the world into your head. In that condition, you don't function on the beautiful, high, and lovely place I've designed for you. Trust me, Claire. This place I am taking you to is so much better than where you've been. Despite your flaws, I'm not turning back on you or leaving you to the wolves who are continuously circling you, looking for a way to attack and kill you. They are relentlessly evil and hell-bent on destroying you. They hate intimacy with me more than anything else because it changes people's lives for the better and sets them free to fully become who I created them to be. Truly, I live and breathe and move from inside their hearts. I protect you from them unless you walk into their den and eat from their table. Well, that is hardly the stature of a pure and stately soul. It is more the stature of a hungry dog. That is why I'm keeping you from this whole line of thinking and investigation. It is utterly worthless and toxic to your soul. Of course, the enemy knows this and plagues you with opportunities to indulge. But if you will resist him, you will be safe. Then I went to open my browser to erase that bookmark, right? And the Lord gave me this rhema. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We've escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Amen. That's Psalm 124. Jesus continued, my people, do not suppose you can dabble with fire and keep from being singed. Do not think you can compromise with your time to indulge in a distraction and come away from it unscathed. The enemy is very clever. He puts a juicy tidbit in front of you and whispers, wow, check this out. It'll only take a minute. And off you go. But that moment turns into 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. 4 more videos later and you've lost an hour. Your mind is hazy and your head is filled with filth. When you go against your conscience, you always lose. Always. I am trying to spare you that by telling you how very important it is to restrain your curiosity and keep your heart and mind focused on what is good and pure and holy, or what I have designated you to do. This is where the fruit is sweetest and richest, in the place that I've designated for you. It is counterproductive for you to work in another man's orchard. The fruit from your orchard is compromised. While you are gone, the birds peck away at it. The grasshoppers feast on the foliage. Brigands come by and steal bushelfuls, and the enemy cuts the tree down. You cannot afford to be gone from your orchard. Too much is at stake. Protect your gifts and your assignments with a life of obedience and trust in me. I only want what is best for you, my dear ones. Very simply, if you love me, you will obey me, and I will protect you from the snare the enemy has set to cripple your wings so you can no longer fly. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching, My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. That's John 14:23. And the other scripture that's been ringing in my ears the entire time doing this recording is, do you love me more than these? That's John 21:15. And that's what Jesus said to Peter 3 times, because Peter had snuck back to his fishing industry and the Lord was wanting him to continue to serve him. You can't run a fishing industry and serve the Lord at the same time. That was not his designated spot. That was not what God created him to do. So he asked John 3 times, do you love me more than these? God bless you, dear heart dwellers. Please, for your happiness now and in eternity, stay away from distractions like the plague. Take it from one who knows.